All right, we've been asking the question this morning. I mean, taking your reaction really to that exchange between the Deputy Secretary General of the ANC, Jessie Duarte. And we're joined now on the line by Nkeke Kekana. She's an NEC member of the NEC. She's an NEC member of the ANC and a member and chairperson of the party's subcommittee on communications and publicity. I beg your pardon. He is, what did I say? She. He is an NEC member. And Gega, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you because I'm not the spokesperson. I'm head of communications in the ANC, and I often don't talk to the media.
So, Ngeke, let me just ask you to move around. We're losing you. Your line is not very clear. Perhaps let's try there again. All right, you called in. You want to say?
No, I was just saying that it's important that we say it today that as the ANC are going to be engaging SANUS and also ENCA in particular about the incident yesterday. Our biggest concern is that, you know, there are pressures in the newsroom, there are, you know, dynamics in political parties, and often that changes the rules of engagement. For instance, globally, there is something called ambush journalism, where a reporter will just put the camera in front of you and repeatedly ask a question. And when you answer, they continue asking that question. So often, the reaction is something that is that's undesirable. So yesterday's incident is unfortunate, but I think there is a need for dialogue. And that is what we're going to be doing today.
The question we would want to put to you, and in a way you're really well placed to answer it, because as you say, that you're the chairperson of the party's subcommittee on communications and publicity. Does the ANC have a problem with the media?
Definitely not. We have a very robust, you know, as the governing party in any other country, the focus is always on us. You know, the wrongs and the rights that we do. We welcome criticism. We work with the media. We have a lot of friends in the media, even, you know, off the record, you know, we can talk to journalists and so on. But unfortunately, there are times like yesterday where you plan to give an interview on an outcome of an NEC gathering. But you then have, and I'm not throwing, you know, anything on some chaos this time, right? Then you have leaks. The leaks often are pushed by factions, right? And if a
hold on, I'm going to come in there. I'm going to come in there, Ngeke, because in a way, that's not what we are dealing with here. What we are dealing with was a situation yesterday where your Deputy Secretary General decided which questions she could and could not be asked. I mean, she was quite specific. Do you stand by her utterances? Because you can't have it both ways. When she says, for example, there will be no attack questions, is that something you as a party stand by?
No, I'm saying to you, there was an engagement as I learned afterwards between Sam Kele and Comrade Jace before the actual press conference. And she then said to him, refer that question to the spokesperson, right? Now, I don't know what the question is. We'll engage with NCA about a particular question. But if I'm calling a press conference to talk about water, and you want to talk about something else, I have a right to say to you, today I'm not going to answer that question. I'll refer you to somebody else. Comrade Jace never said to somebody else, I don't want to answer your question. He referred.
Yes, but the way she framed it around it being an attack question, that was the thing he raised in front of the whole room and said, I take exception to that. His dispute with her wasn't whether or not she was asking him to ask specific questions about the briefing. It was the issue of attack questions. And I'm asking you now, here and now, is that something you stand by?
I'm saying there is something called the ambush journalism, right? ambush journalism.
So was she ambushed yesterday?
Yes, no, it was ambush journalism.
How? How was she ambushed?
It is unethical. There is a debate in the journalism world about this particular issue.
Hold on. Right? So how was she ambushed yesterday?
I'm saying we're going to have a dialogue with the NCA.
Hold on. You've just said she was ambushed. Please tell me how.
I'm saying to you, when before a press conference a question is asked and you defer that question because it's not part of the press conference to another spokesperson because you want to focus on what was on the agenda, that becomes ambush journalism as far as I'm concerned. So, but it is something that we need to engage ENCA, right? And out of that, you know, engagement, we will then be able to talk to you or any other person about the real answer. Because there was a conversation before the actual press conference. What you saw in the end part of that conversation.
Let me ask you this. Do you stand by her comments about younger South Africans, the idea that because he didn't fight for media freedom, that she could say what she said to him? Do you stand by the idea that at times particular or individual journalists are singled out for the kind of berating Maseko received yesterday? Is that something you stand by?
You know that we've got a number of, and that is where SANEF come in, we've got a number of journalists that rely solely on sources. Right, and they become factional. There has been incidents where journalists have even taken money from factions. We're very, very, very sensitive to that. But yesterday's heated exchange is unfortunately something that should be avoided, and that is why we are seeking dialogue with SANEF and, of course, with ENCA.
We'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. Ngeke Kekane, who called in, of course, Ngeke Kekane, as I say, is the chairperson of the ANC's Subcommittee on Communications and Publicity. He says it's unfortunate what happened yesterday. Here's the thing. I mean, the media doesn't always cover itself in glory. I think that's something everyone will accept who is a consumer of the product and the service that we put out there. We don't always cover ourselves in glory. But when questions are being put to you, you have the right to say, I will or I will not answer. It's as simple as that, really. You have the right to answer or not answer. And if you've chosen to answer, you have to deal with the substance of what is put to you. It cannot become personal. It cannot be, I don't like you. Therefore, that is the basis from which I will say no. I will not answer your question. It's just, that's not how it works. And if any party wants to tell you as a voter, as a citizen in this country, it respects media freedom, but doesn't meet that standard, don't believe them.